Hello and welcome to the Learn and Grow with Wanda podcast. My name is Wanda. Hello everyone. Happy Monday. I hope you all have been doing well. It has been a while since I've been on a podcast. Actually, it's been a minute or so. It should have been since I think February. But I've been working very, very hard. God has blessed me so much with my business. It has grown my company. I had a lot of clients, several clients I've been working with. So they have had me working day and night. So I hadn't had opportunity to be on here. I've been growing. And I'm so grateful for that. Life has been so good. Life has been so great. Oh, so many blessings. And I hope you all have been blessed too. I prayed for God to help me to learn and grow in all areas of my life. And he has. As y'all know, God answers prayers. So I was praying that. And let me tell you how good God is. And as far as life lessons, I have grown so much this year, since the beginning of this year to now. And I'm grateful. As far as life lessons, so many debts have been paid. Thank you, God, in Jesus' name, amen. So many chapters of my life have been closed. So many books in my life have been closed. So I have opportunity and free to have new beginnings. And for that, oh God, I thank you. I feel lighter. I feel, I wouldn't necessarily say feel brand new, but I'm so grateful, and I feel, I'm able to start new adventures in my life because I've let go of so much baggage and I let go of so many situations that no longer would bless me. Some of them never blessed me in the first place, but God allows you to go through processes, and sometimes you have to go through things in order to become better, to become more what God is calling you to be. So sometimes you go through things that were never meant to be a blessing, but it was meant to be a lesson. And so I was able to let go of a lot of those things. Some of them I realized I had held on to just for, I guess because they was comfortable maybe, but they weren't blessing me. They actually left me feeling, the word unhappy. But by letting them go, to God be the glory, I feel so much lighter, and I feel a lot of weight and burdens that I was carrying that wasn't for me to carry, they've been lifted. They're no longer there, and it felt so good letting them go. Felt so good realizing that debts have been paid and chapters have been closed and books have been closed, so that I'm free to become more of what God has called me to be. I had a birthday this month. To God be the glory. I'm close to 60, but I look good. I look good. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. So grateful for this new birthday. And God is so good that he allowed me to let go of those things. A lot of those things were done and over with before my birthday came. So I was able to start my birthday year and a fresh, clean slate with new beginnings. And I don't have to look back at those things. They're done. They're over with. I forgive those who mistreated me in those situations. I'm grateful that some things that I felt that I had to pay, I don't necessarily think I did need to, but I guess for me, I'm one of those people that I consider myself to be loyal and to have character and integrity. So I felt that I needed to complete some things that I felt I may have needed started, and I needed to finish them, and God allowed me to do that. So God, I thank you. All glory to God. And so now, I'm out here. Girl, it's a girl wonder. Girl, let's go. I am so grateful. And I feel so much lighter. And since these burdens are not there anymore. And so along with working, and, with the opportunities with the business and everything, that was one of the more important things that I've gone through since the beginning of the year. And And for that, again, I'm so grateful to God. And I hope you all have been doing well. This is going to be my season 3 season finale. So, because I'm getting ready to go back to school and with the work and everything, I know I'm not going to have time to keep to come on the podcast. But usually I end my seasons in May anyway, you know, and then I come back in the fall around the holiday season to start the new season, God willing. So that's what I plan on doing. With all this new free opportunity and new beginnings, to God be the glory. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I am, you know, with going to school and with working and the business and everything, the company, I have so many more things that I plan to do also, you know, to learn, to continue to learn and grow, you know, in my 50s, you know, pushing towards 60. I look good though, to God be glory. I look even better now too. And I'm so grateful for that. I look at things and it's amazing how God allows you to see things that, you know, when he's ready for you to see things. A lot of times, you know, when you're going through something or when you're running your race, when you're running your race, are you, you know, going through your test in life, whatever that may be, challenge in life, test in life. You may not see the whole picture because, you know, you're in the middle of it. So you have to run your race, so to speak, you know, to get to get past that particular test or lesson so that you could, you know, be better, be more what God has called you to be. So you don't get to see the whole picture. But a lot of times once you have finished that test and it's behind you, or you finish your race, it's behind you, God will reveal things to you. And you'll get to see things that you may not have seen previously or while you was in the middle of it. And with these debts being paid, and I mean, I have some monetary debts paid too, to God be the glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't want to worry about them too, but a whole bunch of life lessons, you know, that were paid that I don't have to allow my energy or my soul, my spirit to be attached to it. I'm able to let it go. Thank you, God. And let those books close, let those chapters and books close. To God be the glory. After that, you know, once they're done and have been done and finished, God allowed me to see things on a bigger picture type. You know, I could see it. I could see the bigger picture, or I could see the whole picture where I was going through it through the years. Some of these are a couple of decades, actually. Not a day close. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I didn't see the whole picture, you know, because a lot of times what I've learned is when you're going through some things, and I'm better now, but I used to have been like a people, you know, like people pleaser. And people, some people who are not good, don't have good character or a good integrity, you know, they'll realize you're a people pleaser and they'll use that as a weakness against you. And they'll make it seem as though it's your fault, or you should have been, you're the fault of something that you never even started or never was, you know, it was never your fault in the first place, but then you take on the burden. But again, like I said, even in those situations, God will turn them for your good. Even though someone may have used it, planned it for evil, God would turn it for your good. And I'm so grateful to God for that. Thank you, God. All glory to God. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, amen. And so God was revealing to me after those things have, you know, passed and closed and no longer in my life, that, you know, I could see things, I could see the whole picture. Maybe not the entire whole picture, because, you know, God may still want me to see other things when I'm ready to see them, I guess, you know, because I guess when I was going through, I didn't really understand it, but he revealed to me a lot of things about those situations that are no longer in my life, that were, you know, that the people that I was dealing with in those situations, you know, the cruelty that they did, you know, and I'm still working through some of them, like, why, you know, if I showed you love and light, why did you feel the need to repay me with cruelty? But I forgive them, and I forgive them and I put them in the hands of God, and I hope they find their way back to God. I'm just happy that I don't have to deal with them. But I look at that, I'm like, why would you do that, you know? But let me tell you how good God is. God fights for us. You know, if you're a child of God, he fights for you. You may have to run that race. You may have to, you know, run that test. You may have to get through that particular challenge. But if you, as long as you got God, he's going to get you through it. He's going to protect you through it. You know, he's going to put a hedge of protection around you like he did me, put a hedge of protection around me. And now that I'm on the other side, you know, I'm so, so grateful that I'm better for it. I'm stronger for it. I've healed through it. But I still wonder, why you have to be a, even in life, I wonder how, why some people are just evil or cruel or just don't have a, no character or integrity. Why are you that way? Why do you intentionally be evil? Why? You know it's going to come back. You know, you reap what you sow. But again, it's none of my business. I had to tell myself, I don't want, it's none of your business. You know, you just forgive them and forget them and put them in the hands of God and hope they find their way back to God, because they're going to reap with this old God, going to deal with that situation. So I just let it go and move on. So that has been a big portion of my year, along with me working. Had some wonderful clients. I had a couple of different clients that I had to work through, financial clients. You know, I was trying to build my business around financial clients, you know, during tax season. So, you know, working with them during tax season was busy. I was working day and night. And then also I was working with a client, airlines that, had some issues during the holidays, and they had to do some reimbursements to their customers because of the flight delays. And I was helping them with, my company was helping them with processing claims for refunds to the clients. So that kept me busy too, because I could work all the way to midnight on those. And then the other ones, I was working weekends and days and nights and that. And then also had a government contract too that I was helping them during their open enrollment for their medical insurance for the government workers, federal government workers. I was doing that too. So I was busy. But God is so good, you know, it helped me so much, you know, helped the company. Helped me to grow and helped me to expand my knowledge and expand the company as well. So getting there, you know. I've been in business for myself. I've been leaving corporate America for like 4 years now. Look at God. Warning. I was looking at that the other day, and I think I mentioned before that a lot of times I realize I need to sit there and be and give myself a pat on the back sometimes, you know, of all that God has helped me, allowed me to accomplish. Because I usually do the goal and then it's done and I keep it moving, and instead of sitting there for a minute like, you did well, thank you God, and wonder you did well, you know, give myself a pat on the back. Let me tell y'all why I'm thinking about that too. Let me tell you how God works, how he'll give you a blessing. You know, it may not be the blessing you think you want, but he gives you a blessing anyway. Something God will give you something so sweet, and it could be so sweet and unexpected and so simple, but at the same time it could be, you know, a beautiful thing for you that you can hold on to. Let me tell you. So I won't go into all the details of it, but let me tell you. So I was working with the company, but it was like something I need to do in life, you know, with family, whatever you got to do. And so I had met this gentleman who was over it, and last year, and we had to go and get everything taken care of, and he was there, and he was over it. He has his PhD, he's a doctor and everything, and I remember seeing him last year, and we went there to get everything right, you know, for every situation. And I remember him looking at me, and he looked at me in my eyes, and he lingered. And I looked at him, and I'm like, oh, look like I remember you. That's what I felt. Look, I remember you, but I didn't know who he was. And so during the situation, we were going through where we had to get through, and I would see him from time to time because he was over everything. And No, we have little conversations. You know how you can kind of tell somebody maybe have a little interest in you or whatever, a little chemistry or whatever. I thought it was cute. And I realized, you know, after talking to him and getting to know him a little bit, just offhand, not close, but just from a distance, you know, I'm like, you know, he's like my teenage dream. You know, as a teenager, a teenage girl in high school, I knew, I said, if I got with someone, if I married someone, I knew exactly what I wanted to be. You know, I wanted to be a good, kind, gentle, God-fearing man. I wanted to be educated. And he was all that. You know, he has a PhD. He's a doctor. And I said, he's my teenage dream. You know, he's attractive. You know, he's just, you know, he's not flashy. I never wanted anyone like to be famous or rich or anything like that. Just wanted a good man. And he was that. And over the time from last year to now, that was a situation where we would have like to have little groups, meetings and whatnot. And he always would put like little meetings where, you know, I could be there, you know, in the meeting where he was. But I realized, you know, I'm like, you know, it's not, I don't think so. My soul was like, no, don't get yourself in a situation where it'd be confusing, you know, something that you know you don't want. Don't do that. So I always declined those particular meetings and went to other ones that I was required to be, but not that, you know, I let that be because I knew, you know, a lot of times you'll know if you get into something that you're not ready for or not, you don't feel it's right for you. It's not, I don't like playing games like that. That's never been me. So I never allowed myself to do that. But he was so sweet. He always so sweet. He would see me everywhere, no matter where he was, he would always speak. But let me tell you, that's completed now. And you know, whatever we had to do, we got it done. But in the end, what he did, and I don't even think they usually did this, but in the end, I wound up getting a trophy with my name engraved on it, and I got a certificate, you know, for, you know, being supportive. And I knew it came from him. I knew it did. So I got this cute little trophy with my name on it, and I put it on my work desk. So first thing in the morning when I wake up and I say my prayers, and I look over my desk and I see my little trophy, and I think of him and I smile. Because I said, God, I thank you. You know, the situation wasn't what I wanted, but it could have been, you know, it could have led to something I didn't want. I know I wasn't ready for that. I didn't want that in my life at this point in time, but it was sweet because he was what I wanted in, as a teenage girl. He's my teenage dream. He's the type of man I wanted to, that I was aspiring to or wanted to have in my life when I was a teenage girl. He was my teenage dream, even though this situation wasn't right at this particular time. Nonetheless, he was my teenage dream, and he made sure I got something to remember him by, because I think he knew, you know? So I like, oh, look at that. That's so sweet. So I got this little trophy on my desk. So every morning when I wake up, I say my prayers. Get on my knees, say my prayers. Thank you, God, for another day, you know? And then I can look over at my work desk, and I got my little trophy over there on my desk that he sent me. So whenever I look over at that trophy, I smile and think of him. Isn't that sweet? Isn't God good? It's something so mighty. It don't take much for me because I've never been materialistic. I've never been about money or anything like that. I like nice things. I like to be comfortable, but I've never been materialistic, you know? No, that's never been me. I'm not about the money. I don't be with someone for that money. You know, I mainly, you know, I want to do well, and I always mainly give more away than I keep anyway, you know, to help others, because money is supposed to be a blessing. God blesses you with it to be a blessing to others. He wants you to live nice and be, you know, comfortable, but also to help others. So that's been me. But that little trophy, oh my goodness, it makes me smile. Every time I look at it, I'm looking at it now, it makes me smile and think of him. And he was like, oh, like, Lord. It took me almost to 60s to meet my teenage dream, even though I didn't want that now, you know. I know I don't. I'm in an age where almost 60. To God be the glory. Don't look like it. Feel good. Oh, God, I thank you. Oh, God, I thank you in Jesus' name. I feel good, you know, healthy and strong. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. You know, me and my family, we all good and healthy and strong. I thank you, God, for that. But I realize, at my age, No, my kids have grown. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Oh, glory to God. But I realized, not, you know, it's me. It's my turn, you know, to live life. And I'm grateful. And I don't want to be in a relationship, have to be worried, concerned with another man, I mean, with a man right now, like another person, no, like you in a relationship, you gotta worry about their feelings, and I take it away from my time in my life, you know, I don't want that. I don't think be honest with you, only God knows for sure, but I don't think I ever want that anymore. You know, I hadn't had a relationship in almost 20 years now, and I'm grateful. And I don't think, now that I've gotten older, you know, I'm past menopause and I'm almost 60, I don't think I ever want that. I really like my solitude. I like, you know, I can, you know, I have friends I can spend time with, but I don't think I want no romantic relationship. I don't think, to be honest with you, I don't think I have the capacity for it. Again, only God knows for sure. But I don't think I have that capacity to be able to care that deeply or to love that deeply or want to, you know, give of myself like that. I don't think so. I think it's time for me to be selfish and to put myself first, you know, make sure my babies are good. They're grown now. I thank you, God, they're able to do for themselves. Thank you, God. You know, God, I pray for them all day, all through the day, and He takes care of them for me. You know, they'll be able to do on their own. And then I can concentrate on me, you know? And I like this. I can be selfish a little bit now. You know, I always, well, selfish a lot. I don't have no relationship. And I like it like that. I would be honest. Oh my goodness, it's a freedom. Oh, you gotta be worried about now. In a, you know, in a romantic relationship, whether you're married or dating, when you got to be worried about their feelings, and you got to be worried about how they do it. And I ain't got to worry about none of that, and I don't want to. You know, I get a lot of attention. I always do, you know, because I look younger than I am, you know. So I have men stop me here and there, like, and they'll say, "Excuse me, are you in a relationship?" And I say, "Yes," and it's, "Oh, okay." Sometimes they'll say, "Are you happy?" I say, "Uh-huh. Thank you, but no thank you. Keep it moving." I'm like, "Thank you. I'm flattered, but no thank you." They don't ask me in relationship. I just I don't tell them I'm in a relationship myself. I just say I'm in a relationship. I'm not interested. And I keep it moving, you know? Some of them are attractive and whatnot, but that's not for me. And like I said, I'm in a place in my life where I'm happily single. I'm almost 60 and happily single. And I don't want a relationship. I don't have the desire to want to be in one like that. I don't even think I have the capacity to have that much compassion for a man in my relationship right now. I don't. Because I it's time for me to put myself first, you know? God always first, my kids second. Kids, my grandbaby second. And then me third, and then everything else, you know. Want to be able to be a help, a blessing. God is showing me how He wants me to expand, you know, the business, so I can be more of a blessing to others. So that's what I'm working towards. But like I said too, God is so good. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you. Oh, I'm rediscovering so many things that along the way, I guess, you know, being focused on my goals, somehow I kind of forgot from the things that I like, you know, and they're coming back into focus again. God has allowed me to do that. You know, I love the library. I love the library, but working so much, I hadn't had time to go. And on my birthday, I didn't work on my birthday. And it was like my own personal holiday. And I went to the library. And I sat there and I walked in there. We have a beautiful library. I went and sat there and looked at the books, you know, we have a card catalog on the computer. Looked around. And then actually, was it last weekend? Yeah, last weekend. Also, last Sunday, I think it was, I went to the library again, and I lingered. You know, I sat there and I walked through it, the big library. I looked through the different sections and I got me different books. And I got books I can read because I hadn't had the opportunity to sit and hold books and read. You know, I'm working so much and, you know, doing everything I need to do. I hadn't had time. And I love reading. Ever since I was a little girl, I love reading, you know. When I was, I think about, maybe 14, 15, maybe 13, 14. You're about 14, 15. In my little small town that I grew up in, very, very tiny. My daddy would let me, you know, ride my bike to the library. I'd get my little book bag. Like on a Saturday, or even during the summertime when we was out of school, he'll let me ride my bike to the library. It wasn't that far from my home. And I would go to that library. Oh, excuse me, I'm in the bed. I'm so, excuse me. I'm gonna go to bed. It's been a great day, thank you, God. Oh, thank you. But I would go to the library, ride my little bike, my little book bag, and go to the library in the morning on Saturdays. Or even during the summer, I would go when it opened. And this was back in the 80s. And I was going to the library and I would stay there all day. It, you know, had a whole bunch of wood bookcases. I would find me a little cozy spot with a chair, you know, and get me some books. And I would sit there and read all day, you know. And then when I closed, I would check out some books and put them in my book bag and get on my bike and go home. And the librarians there, they knew me. You know, I still could see it. I see the library. You know, it's long gone now because that was in the 80s. That's over almost 40 years ago. But it was some beautiful, beautiful times in my life when I did that. So, you know, when I went to the library on my birthday, I didn't do really much. My kids took care of me, took me out to dinner and whatnot, and, you know, celebrated my birthday, got me some beautiful gifts. Come on. Yeah, but my birthday is right close to Mother's Day, you know. So I got Mother's Day gifts and I got birthday gifts. And they always take care of me. I got some beautiful, beautiful gifts. Good gifts. Thank you, God. And nice gifts. And my greatest gift for my babies, but they take care of me. Give me money and gifts and everything. Oh, God, good. But anyway, so I went to the library on my birthday, and then I went last weekend, especially last weekend, I went through and, you know, the bookcases, you know, the wooden bookcases, and just took my time and just observed and explored, actually, not just observed, but just explored the library and found me some good books to read and been reading. And even though I have books on my iPad, it's not the same as actually holding the book. I love holding a book, you know, and turning the pages. It's always been my love of books since I was a little girl. It's being able to hold a book and read it. So I got me some good books, and I've been reading them in the evenings when I had time away from, you know, I got away from, got done with work for the day. I'm sleepy. I'm getting ready to go to bed, but. So that's what I've been doing. And another thing I've been doing too is at night after I get off of work, I've been able to on clear nights go outside and sit down and look up at the sky. And, you know, when the moon is out, I can see it, or look at the stars and, you know, the constellations and get back into space, because I love space so much too. I had gotten away from that and just look things that bring me joy. You know, like, I love sunrises and sunsets. And, you know, this time of year, since it's pushing towards summer, the sun, you know, the earth is tilting. And I can tell when it's tilting, because when it gets closer to summer, I can see the sunset from my bedroom window. The sun will come, when it's getting ready to set, I can see it. And, it's, you know, it lights up my bedroom when it sets. But only during the spring into summer, because once you hit summer, then the earth rotates back the other way, and I can see the sunset during the fall and winter, but I can see it during spring and summer, and well, at the end of spring, like, I'm just starting to see it now, and it's so beautiful, and I get to see that in the evening. But actually, yesterday, I went outside, yesterday evening, and I could see the sunset from my backyard also,
I almost took a picture, but I didn't. And the photography, I'm getting more back into my photography too. So it's so many things that God has allowed me, you know, after all this work and these clients. I'm still working with the clients, but it has slowed down some for me now. So, you know, with me going back to school, you know, I have to be able to have time for both. But it was a blessing, but God has allowed me now. Oh, you feel so sleepy. Allowing me to, you know, be able to do that. I call it self-care, self-love, to do things that makes my soul happy. You know, I'm a solitary person anyway. I'm an introvert. I have friends, but I love my own company. I really honestly do. I always have, you know, even as a little girl, teenager, I had a couple of best friends, and we used to do things. You know, we was in a little country town, so it wasn't a whole lot to do. But we figured it out, you know. We were good girls, so it was just two of us three. And, you know, we would do stuff like one of my best friends, her stepbrother had a motorcycle, y'all, and he would give us rides on a motorcycle around the neighborhood. We would take turns. We thought we were doing something. I think we was about 15, 16. And he would give us turns on the motorcycle. And he had this, it was a big motorcycle. He had the radio blasted. And I always remember, it had to be like 80, early 80s, 82, 83, 84, somewhere in there. And he would be playing the music. And I remember one time, one of my favorite times, he would give me a ride on that motorcycle. Man, what was playing? Heartbreak was playing. Heartbreaker by Zapp. Oh, I love that song. Heartbreaker. And then I think another time he can ride, it was, I think it was Midas Touch or either, Wet My Whistle or something like that. From Midnight Star. Midnight Star was it's still one of my favorite groups, but they were one of my really favorite groups when I was a teenager. And they were playing Night Rider, but one of my was a song, one of those songs. But I always remember it just brings smiles to my face. We would do stuff like that, you know. And we would just walk around the neighborhood. It was just us three little girls, little teenage girls, and we thought we was doing something. You couldn't tell us nothing in our little country town. I hadn't been home in years. I was thinking about going home to visit, but it's really nothing there for me, really. But I need to go. I think it'll be good for my soul if I could visit eventually. But, you know, my parents been gone since I was a teenager, and, well, yeah, both of them are gone then. And a couple of siblings that had lived there, they passed on too, but they're all in heaven now. And my other siblings don't actually live in Louisiana anymore. So I actually did like what's called, like, you know, I got on that little Google map. It reminded me of when that gentleman had did that on Men in Black. I think it was Men in Black. And he did like the little satellite and he looked to see what was going on. And I did that in my little town, in my little neighborhood. And I did that, my little hometown. And I was looking at it, and it's less people there now than it was when I was growing up. It's only like, I want to say maybe 4,000 people in my little hometown. About 4,000. When I was growing up, it was like 6,000 there. But, you know, usually when the kids would graduate high school, they leave because it's a small town. And, you know, I did the same thing. When I graduated high school, I went into the military, I went to the Marine Corps. So I guess, you know, same thing. And I hadn't been home in decades. And I think I probably do need to go visit. I think it would do my soul good to go visit. But I was looking at it. I was looking at the whole area and my little neighborhood, and it's all grown up, and it's no hardly no houses there, and like nature's taking back over. And I was like, wow. Because when I was growing up, I was a late in life baby. My mom was in her 40s when she had me. You know, my daddy was in his 50s, so that was, you know, grown. My siblings, like, I'm in my 50s, but I have siblings in their 60s and 70s, so, you know, they're older. And some of them had children already, so I have like nieces and nephews who are a lot older than me. She's so funny. But anyway, because of that, all my aunts and uncles from my parents and my grandmother, you know, she was here when I was little. They were all so much older. So by the time I got grown, after my parents had passed, all that, you know, most of them that was passing away because they was, you know, they was old when I got here, and definitely was old when I got grown. So God rest their souls, you know. So it's not really a whole lot there, but I think I need to visit. But I was thinking about that the other day. I like, you know, might need to go and just visit home, even though it's not really anything there for me to go back home to. But still.
This is my season 3 finale. I hope to be back in the around the holidays, you know, around, you know, Christmas, maybe probably before Christmas, but around that time. I pray that you all have a great rest of the spring, a great summer, a great fall until I get back and start season 4 of the Learning Grow Rwanda podcast. I thank you all for being with me on this podcast. I appreciate all of you. I'm always praying for you, so please continue to pray for me. And I hope you all have a great rest of the year until I'm back on here for season 4. Take care of yourself. I love you all so much. Just know God loves you more. And I'll be talking to you soon. God bless.